Welcome to Maseches Ksubis, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches, Chapter 2, Mishnah 8. We saw in the previous Mishnah that if an individual says about himself that he's a Kohen, a member of the Kohuna, he's not believed. But if two people come into Beis Din, and each one testifies about the other one, that they're a Kohen, in Eid Echad, a single witness is believed to establish the fact that they're Kohanim and they're allowed to eat Truma. They are not considered bona fide Kohanim, that they can marry into the Kohanim families and things like that, Mishpachos, Miyuchasas, families that have special lineage, but they are believed to eat truma. This Mishnah disagrees. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein mal mekuna p'yed echad." You cannot let a person be established as a kohen by just having one eid. And even if, Rabbi Yehuda is not even talking about a situation where you have two that are both testifying about one another, that maybe there's a suspicion that they made up, I'll testify about you if you testify about me. Even if it's just one random witness that comes in and says that somebody is a kohen, he's not believed to eat truma, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that malin mitruma liyuchsin, which means to say if a people sees one person eating truma as a kohen, then they'll testify anywhere that he's a kohen, and they'll even let him marry into the michasos mishpachos miyuchasos, the homes with very specific lineage, and therefore that he says the halacha is that an eid echad is not neman at all. One witness is not neman. Period. Rabbi Lezer says, Amasai, when we don't we believe one aid, one witness, to let a person be a kohen to eat truma b'makom sheyesh ayrin? If, let's say, there are people that are complaining, or there's people that are saying, no, he's not a kohen, regular kohen, he's a kohen pasul, he's a disqualified or a blemished kohen. B'makom sheyesh ayrin, but let's say there is no ayrin, that means to say nobody's complaining, and we also don't have the suspicion that maybe there's two people that made up, I'll testify about you if you testify about me, then ma'on l'kohuna p'yed echad, you can actually use one witness to establish that a person is a kohen. However, Rabbi Lezer does argue on the previous Mishnah, and he holds that if they testify about one another, then they would not be believed, as we just said. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shum, Rabbi Shimon ben HaSigan, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says in the name of Shimon, the son of the Sigan, Malon l'kohuna p'yed echad. You can bring somebody to kohuna through one witness. The Gemara explains that even if, let's say, you have people that are complaining and saying, oh, he's a kohen pasul, he's not a considered inappropriate kohen, he's tainted. However, if his father was a established kohen, even if people come along and say he's a ben grusha or a ben chalutz, which means that his father married a divorcee and therefore he's a chalal or a tainted kohen, says the Gemara that one aid comes in and says that he's kasher. The halacha is that he's considered kasher because one witness is stronger than a call, than just a voice that goes out, a rumor that comes out. However, the Gemara says that the case is actually continues. Two witnesses come in to Beis Din and they say that this fellow is a ben grusha, he's the son of a divorcee, and therefore he's pasul, he's invalid, disqualified. And now one more witness comes in and says that he's a kohen kasher, that he's an appropriate kohen. The halacha is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds in this situation that the last aid, the last witness, and the first aid could combine together to say that this fellow is a kohen kasher. And even though you have two contradicting witnesses that say he's a kohen pasul, but when you have a conflicting testimonies, we put the fellow on his cheskas kashrus, which means to say that until the rumors came around, he was an established kohen. So we go back to the last known verified situation, and we assume that the fellow is considered a kohen kasher according to this opinion, and he can eat truma, etc., etc. Wishing you a fantastic upcoming day and a wonderful rest of your week, whatever's left of it.